CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Hi there and happy Friday. Thank you so much for joining us. It's June 21st.
Yes, and we are so ready for the weekend, so let's get started.
By the time they're executing a search warrant on the mayor of Oakland's home, they have done a lot of the background investigation.
What we're learning about a shocking investigation in Oakland after federal agents serve a search warrant on Mayor Sheng Tao's home.
Clean house, clean house, clean house.
The raid coming on the heels of an effort to oust her. We take a look at the political fallout and the future of Oakland.
This type of behavior and level of violence is unacceptable.
We hear from Oakland's new police chief after more than a dozen people are shot during a Juneteenth celebration near Lake Merritt. An iconic Bay Area concert series is back, a preview of this year's kickoff at Stern Grove.
It's, you know, priceless, to be honest, because of all his history and being the best all-around player ever to play the game.
And fans honor Giants great Willie Mays at the place where it all started.
All right, well, it is Friday. So great to be with you. I'm Sean Chitness in for Reed Cowan. Always great to be with you, Gianna. Thanks for having me.
It's like a Friday special. Sean's in on Friday sometimes, and I love having you here.
Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out. And yes, I'm Gianna Franco, and as we take a live look outside on this Friday morning, it's going to be a bit of a warm-up today.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are getting ready for that because we have not had the best start to summer. We talk about May gray. We talk about June gloom. And Jess, I feel like we really need to get ready for no sky July, the way things are looking right now.
No sky July. My favorite's Fogus, personally.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, we get a little bit of September, too. But what would the September name be?
That's a good
question. Sunny September.
I mean, it's usually nice during September. Yeah. Like the end of August, September, October is when we have the most gorgeous
weather.
Always
those few days, though, and I need a name for it, you know? Anyways, we'll think about it. Let's actually take a look at what's going on for us on this June gloom day, though. Yeah, summer has a color. That color is gray here in the city, right? The Golden Gate Bridge, you can't even make it out right now. That's not the big weather story for us, though. We'll see this marine layer pull back along the coast within the next couple hours. We see sunny skies in our inland areas today. It stays cool and cloudy along the coast. Let's dive into what we really need to gear up for, though, and that's the heat that's coming in tomorrow. We're going to notice it today, too, but by tomorrow, we'll have upper 90s, potential triple digits off into the East Bay. We'll see a lot of warmth down in the Santa Clara Valley, and for our friends who live up in the higher elevations, close to Napa and Sonoma, too. So this is a friendly reminder with this heat advisory by the National Weather Service to take it slow this weekend, wear plenty of sunscreen, and of course, continue to hydrate. We're under a moderate heat risk as we head into our inland areas all throughout our Saturday forecast. And that's just one thing to note because there's plenty of events happening this weekend. If you were considering a Saturday or a Sunday to head out to the Alameda County Fair, well, now you know. If you want to deal with a cooler day, Sunday's the way to go. If you're okay with the 90s, then by all means, it's the day to go also on Saturday, too. Here's what we're expecting for us today. Cool and cloudy. We have 60s in sight for us this afternoon near San Francisco. That cloud layer pulls back this afternoon. We'll see sunshine off close to Antioch with 90s in store for us today. 70s near Redwood City and Fremont, and 90s all the way over into Livermore. We continue to warm up into the 80s this afternoon near the Santa Clara Valley, but I'll have more on that forecast tomorrow for you coming up in just a bit. We're keeping a close eye on all our inland areas right now. We'll have more on that, but for now, over to you, G.
All right, Jess, I'm going to take over from here so we can get to this developing story. FBI agents raid the home of Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao, as well as three other properties connected to a politically influential family.
Yeah, Sean, we begin our coverage with Lauren Toms at the mayor's home on Maiden Lane and what we've learned about a day of raids across Oakland.
Shockwaves reverberating through the highest ranks of Oakland city government as Mayor Sheng Tao's home was raided by federal authorities. It remains unclear what agents were looking for when they arrived to the home just after 5:30 a.m. But roughly 5 hours later, about a dozen agents left with at least 10 boxes and two bags of material from inside of the home. Former federal prosecutor Tony Brass says the raid indicates agents are highly confident in their allegations.
By the time they're executing a search warrant on the mayor of Oakland's home, they have done a lot of the background investigation. That is a bold move because it says a couple of things. Number one, it says they have enough probable cause to actually go in the house. But it also says that they were unable to secure the sort of cooperation that one would expect from an elected mayor. So if they had to get a search warrant to obtain documents, to obtain hard drives, and to obtain information. That already points the finger of corruption at the Oakland mayor fairly substantially. And I think that they must be pretty far along indeed before they take a step like that.
Former FBI special agent in charge Jeff Harp says agents were likely looking for items that may be connected to a white collar crime.
You know, they're going to take books that have notes in them. They're going to take obviously any kind of media, thumb drives, computers, cell phones and that sort of thing. And all that data will be analyzed, mirrored, and obviously she'll get her computers back. But they'll look through it with a fine tooth comb.
Members from the recall effort arrived to Tao's home just after 5 p.m. demanding answers from the mayor. Former Superior Court Judge Brenda Harbin-Forte, who was ousted by Tao from her role in the police commission, is also part of the recall effort against Tao. She says the raid escalates their calls for her to step down.
I was stunned, to tell you the truth. I was shocked. I was disheartened and just extremely disappointed that she has, that this shame has been brought city. We are a national disgrace, and it is unfortunate because Oakton deserves so much better.
But Tony Brass says the raid on the highest ranking city official indicates authorities are certain of her involvement in misconduct.
This really does besmirch the name of the mayor of Oakland. So they better be right. Right. This says there's corruption and we couldn't get the cooperation of the mayor in investigating this corruption.
But it wasn't just the mayor's home that was raided. Federal agents also conducted at least two other raids, Sean.
Yeah, and one was at the home on Viewcrest Court that is linked to Andy Duong. He's a member of the family that owns the company that runs Oakland's curbside recycling service. We also saw FBI and IRS agents taking boxes from their company's office on Embarcadero. Kevin Koh has that part of our coverage.
FBI agents and the IRS raided California Waste Solutions' office on Embarcadero in Oakland. The recycling company's office is located on the third floor, and the Vietnamese American Business Association, or VABA, is just below it. Several people confirm VABA was also raided by federal agents today.
Very surprising because all these companies are doing good for the community. Trying to have recycling going on and clean up the mess that we have.
Cal Waste Solutions is owned and operated by the Duong family, whose journey to the Bay Area was detailed in an earlier CBS News Bay Area story.
Saigon is we call home, but our heart is here.
The Duong family escaped Vietnam on a boat when North Vietnamese soldiers seized their properties in 1975. After arriving to the Bay Area, the family settled in the Tenderloin. The family would pick up cardboard from the streets to make money until they opened the first recycling warehouse in West Oakland. California Waste Solutions is now worth hundreds of millions of dollars, employs about 300 people, and invests back into Vietnam after opening a solid waste and recycling company called Vietnam Waste Solutions. Our story in 2015 featured Andy Duong, whose home on Viewcrest Court was raided earlier this morning. Over the years, Andy Duong has become a regular face in local, state, and national politics. He helped organize a trip to Vietnam last year that included local delegates, including Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao. Andy Duong's Instagram also shows him standing side by side with some of the country's most powerful politicians, including President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. During today's raid at Cal Waste Solutions' Oakland office, federal agents hauled out two carts stacked with boxes with Andy Duong's name written on labels. Carl Chan is the president of the Oakland Chinatown Chamber of Commerce.
Basically, the Duong family has been involved with City of Oakland with the contract called California Waste Solutions for many years. And so this time it's involved with the mayor, and I guess, potentially many other folks.
Federal investigators now probing one part of a family's rags-to-riches story. At least one member of a politically connected family now under the microscope.
And we've reached out to the Duong family multiple times for comment, but have yet to hear back.
However, the company, California Waste Solutions, did release this statement to us saying they're confident investigators will find nothing wrong or unlawful. Organizers of the recall effort against Sheng Tao seized the opportunity and showed up at her house and called for her to resign. In our next half hour, we'll take a look at the political fallout from the FBI raids.
And we are continuing to dig into every aspect of this case. We'll have any new developments online at KPIX.com and always streaming on the CBS News app.